Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Today is a very nice day. It's kind of comfortable today because it's not just blistering hot. It was overcast earlier this morning, but the sun is kind of peeking through the clouds now. And I don't know what the temperature is going to be at the peak of the day, but right now it is awesome. I mean, awesome here in the ATL. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professional at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode, guys, is called Interracial Dating Ups and Downs. Interracial Dating Ups and Downs. Okay? Interracial Dating Ups and Downs. Today's word is interracial. And interracial means it's simply means existing between or involving different races, okay? Existing between or involving different races, okay? So that's interracial. You also have, and interracial is an adjective, related to a racial group. It can have different connotations in different contexts. Interracial marriage, that's a marriage between two people of different races. Interracial adoption means placing a child of one racial group or ethnic group with adoptive parents of another racial group or ethnic group. Okay? And interracial dating is something that we see quite a bit of nowadays. But, back in the 60s or, in the mid to early 60s, that was taboo, okay? Just like on yesterday when I talked about the gays and the lesbians, back in the 60s and the 70s, being gay or being a lesbian was taboo, okay? Now, back in the 60s, early and late 60s, interracial dating was taboo. So if you saw two people from two different races dating, they had a pretty tough time. Not only with people, outside of their family, but the family itself, okay? The family itself. And because back in the 60s and the early 60s and all, we didn't have a lot of Asians in America like we do now. We didn't have a lot of Latinos in America like we do now. All these ethnic groups, we didn't have a lot of back in the 60s. But now, you got a lot of Asians in North America. You got a lot of Latinos in North America. You got, Africans in North America. You got all kinds of Puerto Ricans. You got all kinds of races now in the United States. And because of that, you get a lot of interracial dating. But there's, you know, like I said, there are a lot of ups and downs. There are different ups and downs than it was back in the 60s, okay? If we go back to the 60s, you know, like I said, you didn't have a lot of ethnic groups outside of white and black America. So if you did see an interracial couple, they were white and black, okay? And you know, there are different people. There are people, prejudiced people in prejudice against race. There's a racial prejudice in every ethnic group, okay? And it's no matter whether it's white, whether it's black, whether it's Latino or whatever, but back in the 60s, okay, there's racial prejudice in both white and black communities, right? Everyone knows that, okay? But when it comes to interracial dating, the families of the white or black that were involved in an interracial relationship were cast out of the family. Some of them were cast out of the family and were like the black sheep of the family, so to speak. And, you know, not only in the white families, but also in the black families. And a lot of black families didn't play that as well. Okay? They were prejudiced against white people and vice versa. So those was, you know, there's some of the downs of an interracial relationship. And some of the ups of the interracial relationship is that, you know, then it was a way of making a statement and sort of kind of turning the race card into a wild card where, you know, the races came closer together. And now, in 2014, now you see a lot of racial, interracial dating, a lot of interracial marriages, because now is more widespread. More people are doing it, and it's being accepted more now. Just like the gays and the lesbians. Okay, as time went on, interracial dating and interracial marriage started to be more and more accepted. So, and that's something that the family started to realize that, hey, okay, Susie's gonna be with Kevin, and she loves Kevin. And now that we've met Kevin and we're getting to know Kevin, Kevin's not really a bad guy. You know, there are bad people in every race. There's bad people in the white race. There are bad people in black race. There's good people in the white race. There's good people in the black race. So once you get to know people, then you kind of pull that barrier down that you had between you guys, because now you've got to know Kevin, and Kevin's not a bad guy. Yeah, go ahead and bring Kevin over to the house. Let's have, you know, Susie and Kevin for dinner. You know, and it, as time went on, things started to get better and better for interracial couples that were dating and interracial couples that, you know, ended up being married, okay? And then when you think about the different races that come together and how different they are as far as culture, okay, the culture between two races, say black and white, the cultures between them are, you know, I guess I'll say the cultures are wide. It's a widespread. The black culture is so much different from the white culture, and vice versa. And then there's a lot of things that are pretty close together as far as culture goes. But when you're in an interracial relationship, you have to cross that hurdle of culture, okay? And you know, the physicalness of an interracial relationship, that's something probably that the mind is, you know, the mind is wanting to, call it, the mind is wanting to explore, okay? And, you know, a white man with a black woman, you know, a white man see a black woman, and he, you know, the mind takes on itself and says, you know, and sees her and say, man, she's beautiful. She, you know, she's gorgeous. And he wants to see, or he wants to find out for himself what it would be like to date a black girl or African-American girl. And vice versa with, you know, a black man with a, you know, wanting to date a white woman. The curiosity, that's what I was trying to find, the curiosity that a black man may have, just like a white man may have towards a black woman, just like a black man has towards a white woman, he's curious about her. Curious about her and wanting to meet her, wanting to get to know her. So he may approach her or at somehow get to know her, and they may go out on a date. But both of them have to realize that there are still people out there who think that interracial dating is wrong, okay? Thinks that interracial dating is wrong, and some of them will say something to you about it, okay? And that's a hurdle. And that's a hurdle that they have to overcome to have a successful relationship or have a successful marriage. They have to overcome those obstacles that get in the way of an interracial relationship. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I'm having a little difficulty here. Let's see. Okay, and so the meaning of interracial is existing between or involving different races. That's interracial. Okay, so the part of the families. You know, you may start talking to a young lady, and the family never knows about it unless she tells them about it. And then when she tells them about it, then that's another hurdle that you're going to have to cross, of meeting the family or whatever, and they may not be receptive to the idea of their daughter dating a black man or their son dating a black girl, or their daughter, which is a black girl, dating a white man. And again, it's on both sides of the coin, because there are black families out there that are racially prejudiced against white people. And there are white families out there that are racially prejudiced against black people. But like I said, now, in this day and age, 2014, now it's a lot more accepted in culture now. So nowadays, when you see a interracial couple or whatever, then you don't really think a whole lot about it. You may say, there's a white guy with a black girl, or there's a black guy with a white girl, and that's how it is today. But again, like I said, back in the 60s, it was taboo, just like the gays and the lesbians. So if a couple, if a black man and a white woman get together, start dating, and want to start a relationship, then those are some of the hurdles that they have to get over, and they have to deal with as a couple, if that's what they're going to pursue. So, you know, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I don't know. But if two people, you know, love each other and come together, then if they really love each other, there's no one, except for the man upstairs, that can stand between them. There's no one that can stand between them. So, when you think about it, you say, hey, to each his own, go for it. If they're happy and they love each other and treat each other right, that's what a relationship is supposed to be. Okay? Loving each other, helping each other, and trying to do things right and run a family. Right? That's what a relationship is about. That's what a marriage is about. So if they're doing that and they're happy and they love each other, hey, more power to them. Let them, you know, do their thing. And the family, a lot of times, you know, they'll get into it with the person, and just sometimes the family will back off, sometimes they won't, and sometimes they'll accept them, sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll, you know, I've heard of people that have never been accepted into the family because never been accepted into the family because their daughter is dating a black guy. Okay? Now, the family don't want anyone to know that their daughter's dating a black guy. So they kind of kick them out of the family. Don't have anything to do with them. But it's sort of their loss. Okay? But a lot of families, sometimes they together and try to come together and get to know that person. And once they get to know that person, they start to understand that, hey, Kevin isn't all that bad. Or Susie isn't all that bad. Susie actually is a great girl. Okay? Kevin actually is a great guy. All right? And as time goes, those barriers and those hurdles just start to fall. And sometimes it's a great situation. And I'm sure that, you know, a lot of times, probably more than not, it's not a great situation. Okay? Probably more times than not, probably not a great situation there as far as the family goes. Okay? But he or she whichever it is, he or she who's dating outside of their race will, you know, sometimes say, you know, the hell with the family. I love this guy, I love this girl or whatever. I'm going on with my life. And, you know, God put those people here as well. Okay? So, you know, who can say whether it's good or bad? I don't know. Interracial dating, ups and downs, is our topic for today. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today is Thursday. And I mean, I don't know. I guess by me being on a different shift at work, I was thinking today is Wednesday. Okay, I was looking at something at work, and I was gonna sign it on Wednesday, but I was like, today not Wednesday. But when I look back on the other sheets, everyone else is signed for Wednesday. So I was like, okay, I guess today is today. You know, yesterday was Wednesday, and today is Thursday. So, you know, by me being on this graveyard shift, so to speak, you know, your days get all combobulated. Okay, and you don't. Sometimes it's hard to find one day into the next. All right, but we're looking at today as being Thursday, right? Today as being Thursday, all right? And so tomorrow, guys, join me tomorrow. As I do the show tomorrow, same time, 10:30 a.m. I'm gonna. You know, there's on Facebook. A lot of people have been talking about Throwback Thursday. Okay, they'll put old pictures out there on Thursday, saying Throwback Thursday. They'll put high school pictures on here and all this kind of stuff. I'm not going to put any pictures up on Facebook or anything like that about Throwback Thursday, but I'm going to do a Throwback Thursday show tomorrow, okay? And I'm going to throw it back. I think I'm going to throw it back all the way to high school. I'm going to throw it all the way back. High school. Now, I've been out of high school, you know, over 30 years. So I'm going to throw it back to high school, and we're going to talk about some of the things that went on in high school. Throwback Thursday tomorrow. Join the show right here, 10:30 a.m. That's about 23 and a half hours, guys. It's not far away. So look out for that coming to you tomorrow morning, 10:30 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night, guys. Good day or whatever. I don't know. I'm all messed up. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning, 10:30 a.m. See ya.
Now, we got to get in space. of a woman taking up my time.